Guess who? Yes, I have returned from Mount Olympus. I know you have been waiting for this day, my dearest. I am so sorry to keep you waiting. You know what my mother can be like. She asked if I could stay an extra few days there. I politely declined, of course. Besides, I was missing you very much. How handsome you look when you feign surprise. Of course I missed you. You know this. Yes, Mount Olympus is a beautiful place, filled with exquisite goods, stunning scenery, and endless entertainment. But it is missing the most important thing. A loving husband who dotes on me. Oh? You have prepared a surprise for me? Oh, you always do this after I have been away for a few months. Yes, as much as I wish it did not have to be so, we must honor the agreement that was made between you and my parents. Yes, my mother still holds a grudge against you for taking her daughter from her. But as much as she does not like it, she knows you treat me well, and I tell her so all the time. There is nothing she can do about it. Now, what is this surprise you have waiting for me? We must get on the boat. Well, okay. Where are we going, my dear? The Isles of the Blessed? Why do you spoil me so? I know. And I love you too. Blindfold? Is this really necessary? All right then. Yes, of course I trust you. There. Now I cannot see anything. By the way, I have brought back some things for you. They are in this bag I'm carrying. I am certain they will not compare to what you have in store for me. But I hope they will please you nonetheless. May I hold your hand until we get there? Thank you. It is dark behind this blindfold. I remember that I used to think the whole of the underworld was dark. And that all of it was located within the earth. That was a long, long time ago, before we met. I especially love the Isles of the Blessed. Did you notice the magical flowers I planted there? Good. I wanted to leave you a small surprise. I enchanted them to bloom at different times, so it would feel as though I was still around. Yes, they do have a unique fragrance. Those flowers can only exist in the immortal realms. Oh, that is because the soils on the surface of the earth are not rich enough for them. We are here already? That was fast. You used magic, didn't you? Thank you. May I take off this blindfold now, my sweet? All right. Just a little further. Yes, I love it. The fountain is beautiful. And what is that? Is that a statue of me in the middle? You shouldn't have. Come here. Seeing you again is always the best gift I could ask for. You know I am easily satisfied, yet you still go to such lengths to make me happy. How lucky I am to have you. You are so good to me. And what is this? Good food. How wonderful. These pomegranates look delicious. You know they are my favorite. Let us eat. My dear, do you think you could call for something I can make tea with? Thank you, dearest. I told you that I had brought some things back for you before. These jars contain an assortment of flowers and herbs. When they are combined into a pot in a certain order, what comes out will be the most fragrant, delicious teas. If a mortal were to drink it, it would cure any ailment they had and make them youthful again. For gods like us, it is simply a hot, delicious drink. Give me a moment. Now, what are you in the mood for? I can make you a tea that is relaxing, or I can make something to invigorate you. Of course. A a little bit of this. And 3 petals from the flower of the Pure Lands. And would you like your tea to be a little bit sweet? Okay. There is something else that is special about these herbs and flowers. Well, I spent the past few weeks infusing them with my magic. You should be able to taste it later. It won't be long before it is ready, my dear. So, what did you get up to while I was away? You created another isle. How fortunate for the souls who deserve an afterlife filled with abundance and peace. Pardon? You named it after the first flower I created here? Oh, my love. I should like to see it soon, but maybe not today. Today, I want to spend time relaxing with you here, and then tonight, perhaps we can go and soak together in the baths. Every time I return to you, I feel as though I can breathe again. Mount Olympus is marvelous in so many ways, but my family are often quarreling amongst themselves over some petty thing. You would think that as gods, they would possess more wisdom, but no. Someone has fallen in love with a mortal, or something has gone missing, or they blame each other for the animals not behaving, and so on and so forth. Ah, the tea is ready. Strainer? I shall keep the fire going here, so we can enjoy as much of this as we like. No, it won't become bitter, no matter how long you leave it over the fire. Instead, the flavor just gets slightly fuller. That is the advantage of having infused it all with magic. Ah! Hold on. I have also brought you these. Dried peach cubes. You can eat them like this, or you can place them in the tea. It will give everything a peachy flavor. Have a taste, and tell me what you think. I am glad you like it. I am quite pleased with this. There's more where that came from. And here, I had something made for you. This is a cloak in your favorite color. No, it did not come from Mount Olympus. I know a demigoddess who lives not far from the mountain. I had a message sent to her while I was on Mount Olympus. I asked if she could make you a cloak. I added in a few requests for some special specifications. You want to put it on now? Okay. How is it? Very good. But then again, you, my dear, look dashingly handsome in anything. I am happy that you are pleased. Ah, how kind of you to offer. I know she will appreciate any rewards that are sent her way. You see, I met her at a banquet many, many years ago, and I was remarkably impressed by the beautiful gown she was wearing. She told me she had made it herself. Yes, my dear, the world has many talents, and it is of my opinion that you are the most talented at being a loving husband. I see two people coming. Who are they? You have arranged a performance. You are just full of surprises today. Let me pour you some more hot tea before they begin. There. Have some of this fruit too. I cannot eat so much. Lovely. Are these souls from the Isles of the Blessed? I thought so. The dancers are dressed so beautifully, and the musician looks as though she is a part of the music herself. Here, let me cut some of this up for you. Open your mouth. I don't mind feeding you. Have another. That looks like a very special lyre. Did it come from the Room of Musical Treasures? Ah, it did. That explains why it is shining the way it is. If you do not mind, my dear, I would like to borrow an instrument from that room later. I want to perform for you tonight. Thank you. Some more tea? All right. Just a little bit then. Peach cubes? Here. Is it your turn to feed me? Delicious. Thank you, dear husband. What a splendid performance. Let me know their names, and I shall have some gifts sent to them from my personal collection later. All right. Sure, let us walk by the river. These isles really are like nothing I've ever laid eyes on. I have never asked you this, but how did the original isles come to be? I see. The underworld is your domain, and you keep it very well tended to. I love being with you here. I couldn't ask for anything better.